It is the good news, for God so loved us all that he gave his one and only son for us, that we may have and live the abundant life and have everlasting life. And I'm so glad about it. I am so glad about it, that God loved me so much despite me, that he thought I was worth saving, and he sent his son just for me. I think y'all included too, but when I think about it, he did it for me. Amen. It's personal. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, we thank you for another day, God. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus, God, who you sent for all of us, that we may be forgiven, that we may be whole, that we may be restored, that we may be reconciled, God. And we thank you. And the only thing we need to do is believe. So God, we thank you for making a way for all of us. God, we are so grateful that you keep on forgiving us when we fall short of your glory, that you receive us back and restore us back. So God, we even thank you for this Communion Sunday, when we renew our covenant with our Lord and Savior. Now, Holy Spirit, move through this place and meet the needs of your people. Comfort, heal, build up, restore. Meet the people where they are and show yourself miraculous in their lives. Now, Holy Spirit, I pray if there be anything in me that would keep me from communing with you this day, that you would remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Because, God, I've said yes to you so long ago, so I'm committed to stay here and stand here boldly and share the word that you have for the church. So, Holy Spirit, have your way. Let your power, your presence, your anointing flow throughout this building. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Amen. Our message this morning is from the book of Mark, St. Mark. I'm always amazed how God provides for us, because this certainly was not what I've been thinking and planning all week. So I thank God that he knows what I don't know. He knows exactly what the church needs. So as you go to the gospel according to Mark, would you remain in the first chapter and go to the 35th verse? And we're going to see what the Spirit of the living God has for us this day. He is amazing, truly amazing. So when you have found it, if you're able, in reverence to the Holy Word, please stand. If you do not have a Bible, please stand as I read from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible this morning. Starting with chapter 1 of Mark, starting with verse 35. And this is how it reads in my Bible. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place. And there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do. And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in the synagogues and casting out demons. You may be seated. Amen. This is Jesus they're talking about. He got up early, they said. And I find the title that God gave me last night a little different than what I would expect or what I read. But our title this morning is A Need for Prayer. A Need for Prayer. This morning, I do believe that God is taking us back to a critical discipline of the church, the spiritual discipline of prayer. There is always, I believe, that a purpose when God gives a specific message for us. I just believe that God is up to something. So as we listen with spiritual ears, expect God to reveal something to you. Something out of this gospel written so long ago just for you. So I ask that you open your ears and heart with great expectation. And I believe God is going to bless us all. I believe that prayer should be a discipline exercised by all believers because it ushers in us a communion with God. See, prayer is not complicated at all. It is simply communing with God and talking to God. See, I see it as a privilege that God has allowed believers to come to him in prayer. The old church hymn goes this way, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. It goes on to say, what a privilege it is to carry everything, everything, everything to God in prayer. So God has given us this precious privilege to come to him, to commune with him. We have this heavenly Father that we can take our burdens to. We can take our concerns to. We can take our pain and disappointment and struggles. See, our Heavenly Father is never too busy. He will not ignore our calls or block our calls. He is always available to listen. And as I was preparing the message, David came to mind. King David wrote this in Psalm 61. He said, hear my cry, O Lord. See, I be there. I get there someplace. Hear my cry, O Lord, and listen to my prayers. From the ends of the earth will I call unto you when my heart is overwhelmed. See, that's news. When we are overwhelmed, we have a loving God that we can go to. He won't block us, you all. He won't block us, you all. He's always there listening. But the key is that King David was in a relationship with God. See, you must be in a relationship in order for God to listen and hear our prayers. So I believe this morning that we can learn from Jesus' behavior in this first chapter of Mark. Yeah, it talked about the disciples and it talked about him going out to service and save and heal the people. But I just believe the message that God has for us is that what Jesus actually did before he went out. It said that Jesus got up early. He felt a need to pray. and commune with his heavenly Father. So that's a message for us all. He felt a need to pray before ministry. He felt a need to pray before moving out into the world. He felt a need to pray. So as we look at this gospel that Mark wrote for us and for believers, his goal was to present Jesus to us as the ultimate servant of God. The ultimate. And that's what we all should desire, to be the ultimate, a ultimate servant of God. So I went to that word ultimate last night. It says the best achievable or imaginable of its kind. Whatever it is, it's the best of the best. It's the optimal. So if we're going to say we love the Lord and we are called for a purpose, we must make up in our minds to follow Jesus. And Jesus gave us an example of what the ultimate service is looking like if we love the Lord. Therefore, John Mark wanted the readers to understand the behavior of an ultimate servant. So he writes this message to us. So he writes about Jesus, our Savior, a servant of the living God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mark wrote about what Jesus did versus what he said. And if you read this book, which is the shortest of the Gospels, you'll find that he uses the word immediately over 40 times to show how Christ entered into his mission. It says he immediately, read the book, you all. Have you ever done anything for God immediately? Really? So this morning we will focus on this area of this servant of God, servant of the Almighty, servant of the Heavenly Father. So if we go to this chapter and begin to just peel back some things, we'll find that Jesus, before this, was teaching in Capernaum. He was teaching in the synagogue. It tells us that he called out demons from this gentleman, and he was about his Father's business. But early the next morning, before he moved to do anything, he said, the Bible tells us he went away and he prayed. He went to the Heavenly Father for direction. See, I just believe that's a message in there for us all. Before you make any decisions, before you move and do anything, I just believe God wants us to pray and seek his will. Not only pray and seek his will, when you get your instructions, that you will trust them and obey. Somebody come on with me there. Now, when you get your marching orders from your Heavenly Father, will you trust and obey? See, that's sometimes the struggle that we have. We think that we know better. We think that we got it all right and we can figure it all out for ourselves. But God has demonstrated in my life over and over again. But before I make any decision, whether it's personal for the church, I don't care where it is, I need to stop and pray. Because there is a need for prayer, you all, before we move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What can we do with this? Jesus showed us what to do. See, Jesus now, you know, he didn't have to go away and do that, but he was leaving an example for us. Jesus, okay, Jesus went and talked to the Father. See, I just believe this. Jesus talked to God. If he talked to God, wouldn't we need to talk to God ourselves? See, Jesus, Son of God, Savior of the world, we call him Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in Darkness. He went to the Father and felt a need for prayer. And how often Sometimes we just think prayer doesn't work. That's what I just need to stop there. Many people do not pray because they have not seen God answer their prayers. Some pray because it's a nice thing to do, but they don't expect anything to happen. I know I'm right about that. Hallelujah. But oftentimes when we pray with wrong motives. Oftentimes we pray with doubt. Oftentimes when we pray, we're not in this relationship with God. But God has put the word in order for us, and it says this, hallelujah, if we abide in you, and if my word abide in you, then you ask, and I will give it to you. Another way Jesus put it is, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things you need, I will provide. But God is saying, I want you to be in a relationship with me. See, church, as I look around, and I'm just going, Holy Spirit, do what you need to do. As I look around, as it relates to what's happening in our world and in our country and in our communities and what's happening in our churches and what's happening in our families, I just believe God gave us this message. There is a need for prayer, people of God, because I believe God is calling us to be different, church. I believe God is calling us to make a difference where people are hurting and people are dying, but we must get it right. He wants the church to know, yes, there's a need for prayer. So Jesus is teaching us. See, there is a better way than you all are living, but you need to seek my Father. There, you can't do better, but you need to bow down sometimes and seek my will. It's because when I look around, church, I am hurt, so broken by what I see. This is me, you are. Holy Spirit, this is me. Our people killing each other. Our children being abused and mistreated even in school. It's just so much going on in our world. The deceit, the injustice. See, I just believe God is saying to the church, I've called you for a special purpose. There is a need for prayer. I will take care of your personal stuff, but I need for you to be in the right relationship with me. I have your back, but I need for you to be world changers, change the community, change your church. Don't look like what the world looks like. There is a need for prayer, people of God. So if you go back and look at what Jesus, I think it's the 14th chapter of Mark, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. They tell us that he was stressed, but he told his disciples, I must go pray. So wait for me. Stay awake. But see, I need to go get my marching orders. I need to go talk to my heavenly Father. I need direction, you all. And Jesus said, Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. God, I know you can do all things. Remove this cup from me. But in the end, he says, not my will, but thou will be done. Can you pray that this morning? God, I want this and I want that, but God, thou will be done in my life. When God gives you your marching orders, will you say, yes, Lord? See, Jesus is teaching about what he did. So we have to look at how he behaved. So we'll learn what we need to do as believers. We say we're Christians, right? We follow Christ. Christ prayed. He prayed with power. And when he received his instructions, he obeyed. See, has God ever said something to you that you didn't like? And said, no, that can't be God. I'm not doing that. Like, come on, let's talk. Let's be real about this thing. Because God doesn't always fix things the way we think he's going to fix them. But will you trust and obey? See, that's our thing for the entire year. Trust and obey God. Whenever you don't even understand it, you still must trust him. See, this is why I live by the scripture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, whatever you're going through, you acknowledge him and he will direct your path. But will you follow? Hallelujah. See, that's the real truth. Will you follow? Sometimes we sing the song, I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. But is that real or is it a nice song? Have you really decided you're going to follow Jesus? Hallelujah. Or do you have your own plans? See, Jesus recognized a need for prayer and he accepted whatever God said. God's will always prevail no matter how much we kick back. The Bible says this in Proverbs, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's God's purpose. So you might as well give it up. It's God's purpose that will prevail. Yeah, we're smart, we're educated, but it's God's purpose that will prevail. God will have his way. Amen. But he will take care of you if you're in the relationship. I don't know whether y'all posted on Facebook, I'm in a relationship. My relationship is with God. See, if you're in the right relationship, your life looks different. Are you in a relationship? Somebody told me it was on Facebook. I hadn't seen it now. I'm in a relationship. Come on, talk back to me. You in a relationship? Hallelujah, God. Because it makes all the difference if you're in relationship with God. Oh, yes, it does. It doesn't mean things won't come your way. But you handle it differently. You turn it over to God when you're in a relationship. When you're in a relationship, that person is dependable. That person is always there. That person always have your back. I suggest you get in the right relationship with God. Hallelujah, church. As I've been wrestling with this all week, God. I've been listening. And yes, I do listen to the news because we need to see how God is going to work things out and how he's going to move things around. See, God is still on the throne. No matter what we hear or see, no matter about the confusion, the deceit, the violence, God is still on his throne. Sickness, fornication, jealousy, anger, envy, quarrels. God is still on his throne and he's still watching. So he's saying to our church, I've given you the privilege of prayer. I've given you the opportunity to change things on earth. Will you pray and do you recognize the need for prayer this morning? Do you recognize the need for prayer? Do you really believe that prayer changes things? Do you believe that prayer makes the difference? See, we talk a good game as Christians, but are you praying in the spirit? Are you abiding, really? Are you seeking the will of God, really? Come on, talk back to me, because we are here on special assignment. So we must get this thing right with God. So I asked you, how are you really living, really? Come on, people of God, talk back to me. Does your life look like this word, really? Come on, people of God, help me out. See, God wants to do something in our church and in the lives of our members, but we have to get this thing right. Holy Spirit, I promise if you gave it to me, I'll speak it. And they're looking at me, God. But this is the word of God for the people of God. Prayer makes a difference. When there was this large crowd gathered listening to Jesus, and it got pretty late, and the disciples told Jesus, send those people away so they can buy some food. What did Jesus do? He told them, you feed them. And of course, then the disciples, they were in training, you all. But Jesus said, have the people sit down. Come on, Holy Spirit. And what did Jesus do? Jesus took that, what, 5 loaves? 2 fish, and he looked up to heaven. See, he knew that whenever you needed something done, you seek the Father. He prayed to the Father, and that food fed everybody. And somebody said they even had leftovers. So we have to learn to work this word, you all, because the word works. If you need something done in your life, in your ministry, in your church, first of all, you abide, you seek God, and then you pray, and you watch him change things. And when he gives you your instructions, obey them. See, I've heard people say, I'm waiting on the Lord. What are you doing while you're waiting? That the Bible says, wait on the Lord. See, I believe in faith and work. So I seek God's will, and I wait for his answer. See, sometimes people say, I'm waiting on the Lord, but what are you waiting for? Have you prayed to seek God's will? So we have to be so careful as believers versus just saying, I'm waiting on the Lord. He's going to fix it. Yes, he will if you're in a relationship with him and you've prayed to him in the name of Jesus. See, there is a need for prayer. And that's why Jesus gave us this example. Before you move, get up early in the morning and get your marching orders. And then obey. I'm going to try to wrap this up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Help us all. See, I just believe God is giving us this message because, see, we have to move in 2 years. I just believe in order for that to happen, we need a group of people who are abiding in Jesus, where the word is abiding in them. So when we ask him, he'll hear us and he will answer. See, I believe that as a church body, we have to be in this committed relationship with God for him to move in our lives. So let's just all look at that today. We want God to do something, but are we committed to his word? Really? He takes us back sometimes to the same message, but it's with purpose. Have we really achieved this word? Are we doing this word? Do we believe this word? And are we really applying it to our lives? So as we embrace what God has said to us today, church, I pray that we will. Somebody said, be ready, but no. I pray that we will abide. That's my prayer. No matter what it looks like in the physical realm, God is moving in the spiritual realm on our behalf, and he's changing things. He simply wants to be first in our lives. So if we're going to move to be different and change things in our community, there are some things that we just have to put under our feet and declare and believe that no weapon formed against our church, our families, our communities shall prosper. Satan, you just have to flee. We have to talk back to the adversary. Get out of our lives. You have no purpose in our children. Get out of our communities in the name of Jesus. But we have to know how to war in the spirit. use this word to fight against any plans that may be against us all. So God, help us all to leave this place in a spirit of celebration, recognizing, yes, prayer is necessary. There's a need for prayer, but let us walk out committed to be prayer warriors. We are the elect of God. Let us hold our heads up high. God has us here on this earth for purpose, and our purpose is to glorify Him in all that we do. Sometimes we have to put some things aside to be in God's will. Sometimes we have to put some people aside to be in God's will. But this morning, will you be like Jesus and say, "Thou will be done, Lord, in my life." But just on a personal note, and I shared it yesterday, this week has been one of the most challenging weeks that I've experienced in a while. Full of disappointments. But I know a God, and I believe a God who specializes in deliverance. I know a God who heals. I know a God who comforts. I know a God that specializes in taking care of His people. So yes, the wind may come and the waves may blow, but I believe in God's holy word. He tells me that I've come, Pastor Brockington, that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Don't be concerned about what others are doing. You keep your eyes on me and you pray. So I suggest to you, whatever you're going through, pray. But you must believe. You must believe whatever you're going through, pray. Because we have this God who specializes in meeting the needs of His people. So I'm going to just try to close out with this. God specializes. Oh, yes, He does. I don't know what you're going through, but if you hear in the body and in the flesh, things come your way. You're saved, but it still comes your way. But I believe that God is able to fix it. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I do believe that. And last night as I was preparing this message, God, a need for prayer, I heard this song, and I'm going to ask the choir sometimes to actually learn this. Because I couldn't go to sleep. It kept ringing in my ear. It says, "Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in darkness. That's who you are. Waymaker, promise keeper, miracle worker, light in the darkness." That's who He is to us. So God, as we prepare to leave this place and for Holy Communion, show Yourself powerful in somebody's life today. Show Yourself miraculous as Your people seek Your word and Your will. See, I believe He keeps His promises, you all. Trust Him. See, I just believe this is, I'm really closing, that as we move and prepare to move and have God move in our lives, He's going to give us a fresh wind and a fresh fire for Him. as we seek his will. I just believe it. As we move even outside of the sanctuary, you're going to feel the power and the presence of God flowing on your life. When you abide, when you seek him first. So Holy Spirit, as I begin to close, send a revival to abundant life. Send a revival. Make a way for some people in here, Lord God. Show yourself strong that we may press on to do your will. God is saying to the church, call on to me. Pray to me. And watch me do the miraculous for you. There is a need for prayer, you all. Don't try to figure it all out on your own. Stay off the phone telling somebody your problems when they have more problems than you do. And go to the throne of grace and watch God change things. There is a need for prayer. In our country, in our communities, in our churches, in our families. So abundant life, we're going to be the difference. So I pray you all embrace the message that God has for the church this morning. That I don't want to only talk about the issues around me. That I want to be part of the solution. And in order to be part of the solution, you must seek the will of God and your directions from God. Please stand all over the sanctuary.